This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Mo Rocca, and PJ O'Rourke. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl will demonstrate his uncommon flair for reading poetry in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, the Larry Craig scandal has brought out a lot of revelations about Idaho politics. For example, once Craig steps down, if he does step down, Governor Butch Otter will select his replacement. Turns out the governor has a colorful side as well.
Oh, my gosh.
15 years ago, he once won a contest for what?
It was, it was for showing his russet burlaps by winning a tight jeans competition.
You're exactly right, Mo.
Oh, no.
It's true. No. Governor Butch Otter is a very good-looking cowboy, so much so that he married the daughter of the richest man in Idaho after she spotted him working in a road construction crew as she drove by in a sports car.
True no, story. That only happens on Lifetime Channel for Women.
And
Idaho.
In Idaho. But it was almost 30 years later, after that, in 1992, he was still good-looking enough to enter and win the tight jeans contest at the Rockin' Rodeo Bar in Boise. He says, this is his excuse, he thought he was entering a line dance contest. Sir, when you're not dancing and everyone's staring at your rear, that's a clue, perhaps.
Nothing gets between me and my otter.
You know what's weird? And here's the weird coincidence. One of the judges in the contest, Larry Craig, you know.
Yeah. What are the odds?
Mo, our favorite story of the week, perhaps, a story that lifts the hearts of citizens everywhere. A man was buying a crowbar at a Home Depot in Seattle, and he was trying to use one of those computerized self-checkout machines.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And it didn't work quite right. So he did what?
So he bashed the thing in with the crowbar?
He did. Oh. This is what happened. This guy stops by Home Depot. He needs to buy a crowbar. And he probably sees there are long lines at the regular checkouts. Oh, wait, there are those, you know, convenient self-checkout machines. That'll save time, right? So he goes over and he tries to use it, and it's hard, and it doesn't work. And then the thing starts speaking Spanish to him. He doesn't speak Spanish, and he can't find the button to make it speak English. And then he realizes he's holding a crowbar. Wham, 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 wham.
Say hello to my little friend.
You talking to me, he said.
Mierda.
He said to it, I know what you're thinking, punk. Anyway, he beat the living circuitry out of it. Fled the store, having done $10,000 in damage. He has not been found.
Did he take the crowbar with him?
He did not.
Oh, okay.
An angry but honest man, he left it behind.
A crowbar has a flat end, doesn't it?
So yeah.
He could have used it to delicately pry it open, yeah?
And just yeah, I know.
And what? Take its Spanish voice away?
I know a lot.
Was this Lou Dobbs who did this?
Really?
As far as I'm concerned, this man is a hero. This man is like Buford Pusser. This
I
man
know a lot of people would offer
tall.
Him. Yeah, a lot of people would offer him shelter.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, no jury who's ever used one of those things would convict him.
He's drywalling my house right now.
Yeah. I know.
I feel bad for the illegal checkout machine. Don't take it out on him.
It just came here to feed its family.
Exactly. He's sending all the charges, the surcharges back home.
I want to threaten the next machine with that guy. I want to be like, what do you mean, unauthorized object in bagging area? You know, I know that guy in Seattle.
I had a hammer. I had a hammer in the morning. I had a hammer in the evening. All over this land. I had a hammer out there.